I think we're just about to go live in my Stronger Than You Think community. So let me switch one more thing, and then I think we are good to go. So, welcome to the Stronger Than You Think podcast. Today, my guest is pretty incredible. She is, I actually don't know that much about you. I know a little bit about you from what I've read. But would you want to just introduce yourself for me and for everybody watching?
Of course, Sarah, and thank you for allowing me to be here. This is terrific. Your podcasts are fantastic, so this is an honor. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, I'm Diane Arkenstone, and I write healing music and ambient music. And yes, this is about finding our strength in adversity. And I guess I'll just start right in. When I was little, I wanted to be an athlete, a runner, and I couldn't keep up with everybody else. And it turned out I had a heart condition and consequently had a lot of heart surgeries. So I thought, well, what could I do instead that doesn't tax my body as much as running and being an athlete? And I turned to music. And it was interesting because when I played music, I started with piano and guitar, but the guitar I could hold next to my body. And when I'd perform live or in the studio or writing music, I could feel the vibration, the energy of that instrument against me. Well, through the years, my heart, quite a few surgeries, a lot of pacemakers, a lot of things to try to. I had AV block, so I was passing out and falling down. So it was
And
challenging growing up.
how old were you at that time?
Oh, I was just a little kid when
Okay.
all the heart situation started. It was something I'm born with, but my parents didn't know that. They just thought I was odd if I'd fall down or something.
Right, of course, yeah.
But through the years, I visualized, I meditated, I visualized that my heart was healed and whole. And today it is. So after six pacemakers,
Incredible.
and yes, thank you, being 100% on pacemaker, I now don't, they turn the pacemaker off finally. And I attribute it to the power of thought and visualizing that white light and that healthy, strong heart, and then the energy, the vibration of music against my body. So that's my story in a nutshell there.
Wow, that is fantastic. Thank you for sharing that. I had no idea. My one of our daughter's birthday is today. She's 17 and she actually had a congenital heart defect that was super, super, super rare. So as you were telling your heart story, I felt it as a mama. So thank you for sharing that. And she's great now. She's great. She ended up having surgery after nobody knew what to do for a little over a year. They said nothing was wrong. Turns out something was wrong. She didn't ever need a pacemaker, but she did have surgery. So yeah, that's incredible. I'm so glad that
Wow.
you're well and she is well.
I
And
am so happy your daughter's doing well, and she's having her 17th birthday.
she
Good,
is
and
her
many
17th
more.
birthday and prom. And it's super
Oh.
exciting. Yeah, it's fantastic. Oh my gosh. So how did you start writing music? You said you liked piano and guitar and you loved holding the guitar up against you because you could feel the vibration, which I think is
Yes.
magical because vibration is just everything. So how did it, like, tell me more about that. And I'm excited to hear more. How did you go from just enjoying the vibration to then writing that kind of music?
Well, it's what felt good to the body, that energy, the vibration, because you can pick up if you're hearing loud music or something, and it just depends, I guess, on your mood or, but for me, I'm very sensitive to energies and wavelengths and things like that. And what felt healing to the body and just made me feel better was the more gentle music. Because I had these dreams. I thought, okay, if I'm going to do music, maybe a rock star or something. But no, that didn't work out for this lifetime. But it's just that gentleness. And when you hear someone play piano or a beautiful piece of music, it really does just relax the body.
It really does.
Sarah, you're so right. Energy is everything. It's how the universe runs. It's, I think, energy, resonance. I think that's how everything really started from the very beginning. And we are definitely energy or little batteries, and we've got to keep recharged, you know. But the music, and I love it when I hear that they're encouraging music in schools and for children, and because really I think that to me that's heaven. That's really finding that divine, that creative spot is having that connection to the music. And it's really helped me. I went on and became a music teacher for many, many years to children as well.
Oh, really? What grade did you teach?
Oh, I taught every grade.
All
I taught
of them.
At private schools, and then I would be the city guitar teacher at the rec department and all that.
Okay.
So all ages of kids and adults as well. And now I'm just full-time composer in my studio.
So was that a hard switch from teaching to composing, or was it, maybe it was just
it was easy because I had always written songs since I was little. Just, I think, oh golly, I was quite young when I first started writing a song. And I first played piano. And then we went to visit my cousin, and she was playing guitar, and I absolutely fell in love with it. And so that's my main instrument is guitar, but I do love piano and a lot of percussion. I have a lot of interesting percussion and drums, metal drums and tongue drums and things like that as well.
So do you play all the music in your composition? Do you play all the instruments?
I have in quite a few, yes.
Really?
Cello and violin, I am not so great at all. So
okay.
I have friends that play, and they'll take care of that. But a lot of the piano and guitar and flutes and percussion, yes, I play that. And
Oh my gosh.
Various percussion, little hand percussion instruments and things.
That's awesome. What's an instrument that we wouldn't realize you were playing while listening to your music?
Oh, let's see. Some of the metal drums are quite amazing, and the different dulcimers and flutes. I have a lot of interesting flutes. Kalimbas, you might not, though people know what they are, but I can bury them under other layers of music and different tracks, and it's just this beautiful sound that comes out. I'm not quite sure what that is. And so I have a lot of interesting kalimbas as well.
That's awesome. So this is totally on the spot. Do you have any music available right now that's like your favorite that you could share? If you have a link that's like available and you could share your screen and we could just listen to it for a second together. I didn't even think of it until right now. Is
Oh,
that
yeah. Golly.
Something you could grab? Because I know,
yeah,
I've got links. Maybe we could both play around in the background with links really quick.
I think just on the YouTube site, if people want to share the Diane Arkenstone YouTube site, there's a lot of music. I just released a number of meditation songs, and then some I did with bird sounds as well, which I love the bird sounds, and they're all, everything's authentic, no AI in this. These, I've got a lot of the birds
really.
From Rocky
No
Mountain
AI.
National Park. Yeah, no AI. Oh, goodness.
That's fantastic. So I've got your page pulled up right now.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite we could listen to? Maybe
maybe
together
just
for a minute?
The latest.
The Meditation 3?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay.
It
I've
might be
listened
a
to that
short
one.
one. I'm not sure which one that is. But
I
the
love it.
certainly has longer ones.
Yeah, that one only it's only about 2 minutes long. That one has like a purple sky.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so let me I'm gonna click on this and I'm
Oh,
gonna
thanks, Sarah. Yeah,
pause it.
wasn't ready
No, it's
for
okay. I wasn't either. I
that.
just thought that would
Great
be so
idea.
neat. I haven't listened to music with the composer before. My son's a singer, and he also plays all the woodwinds. And so
Oh, okay.
he loves this kind of stuff. And I know that he's performed pieces that the composer has written. He says it's just such a cool experience. And so while you and I were talking, I thought, oh my gosh, I can listen to your music with you. I don't know. It seems really cool. So thank you for being open to this. I appreciate it. So let me share my
Oh, goodness.
screen. And we'll do this right here so we can see it. So you can see it.
That's it.
Okay.
Yes.
And I'm gonna hit play, and then you let me know if you can hear it. Can you hear it?
Can't hear it yet.
Okay, so I think it's because of my microphone. So I'm gonna switch off of my mic. I'm being really fancy. So I'm gonna stop share. I'm gonna switch off of my mic and just do computer sound. And then you can still hear me.
Yes.
Okay. So now, oh, I keep raising my hand. I don't mean to be raising my hand. That's funny. So now I'm gonna share my screen again, and I think this will work because I
Okay.
just believe it will. So now let me know if you can hear it.
Not yet, but the video looks good.
Video looks beautiful, doesn't it? Why will it not? Oh, I want to share the sound. Oh, I know, I know, I know, I know. I know, I know. It's because I'm not sharing the computer sound. I already know how to do this. I'm being so silly. Okay, so advanced sharing options. Thank you again for being so patient with me. This is so silly. Okay, so now I will computer audio for sure. And then let's see if I can also share the screen. I wonder if it's one or the other. No, I think this should that one advanced. Okay, we're gonna try one more time. And we're gonna get rid of that. Can you see the screen? You can't yet, can you?
Not yet.
Almost, I believe it. Oh, you know what? It might just be the sound. Would you be okay if we only got the sound?
Oh, sure, of course.
Okay. Now we're gonna try it. I'm gonna start it over. We're gonna just know it's gonna work totally. So I'm gonna push play in just a second. Is there anything that you envision people thinking about or doing or experiencing while listening to this? Do you know?
Just to release every piece of stress and just know that everything's okay.
Awesome. Okay, so we're gonna do it together. Let's see if this works.
Okay. Oh, I hear it.
That was the one I listened to before. Is absolutely, absolutely gorgeous.
Wow, Sarah, thank you. Oh,
I
goodness.
appreciate people who have talents and use their talents. I wouldn't even understand where to start. And can I just explain my experience that I had with you? I don't know if you've ever done this before.
No, please speak. I'd love to hear it.
So for me, it was really cool that you spoke about heart because I felt the vibration in my heart. And it was really neat because my favorite place in the whole wide world to be is inside of water, like cold water, inside of an ocean, a lake, a body of water. And I felt like I was like twirling in this water and it was so cool. I was like living my mermaid fantasy kind of, which sounds, I don't know if it sounds childish, but it was just so freeing and big and beautiful. And I just felt these really incredible, this incredible energy in my heart. It was so beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. It is about leaving boundaries and being absolutely free, just being that spirit, that energy that we really are, and to not have this mortal body, but just be consciousness. That's exactly right. You totally get it.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much. It's just so beautiful. I very much am a believer that that's what we came from and that's what we're going back to. And our body's here to teach us some stuff and it's pretty awesome while we got it. And,
Yep.
but the essentially, yeah, we are those vibrations.
We are. And let's see, I think it was the album before this one called Aquaria 2 Ascension. And I think you would really like that one as well. It has a
Okay.
bit of a water theme and just absolute. It's the feminine energy rising, and it's really a lovely album, and you might want to listen to some of those as well.
Oh, I absolutely will. I'm very excited. And that one was cool because the picture, and I'll figure out how to link stuff together here, but the picture in there was just so gorgeous because it was of the sky, like just this beautiful, big, purple, gorgeous sky. And I loved it. I thought it was just, I don't know, the visual was absolutely incredible.
Thank you, Sarah. Yeah,
Yeah.
purples and blues are absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, they really are. There's something, I don't know, magical is maybe the wrong thing. Maybe it's not the wrong thing to say, but magical is definitely how it felt to me. So what was your, did you have any challenges when it came to composing?
No, not at all.
That's awesome.
This one thing has been really amazing. It was meant to be for sure. I was, as a kid, again, I thought I was going to be an athlete, but that didn't happen. But writing songs, wow, it's so super easy. I write a lot of poetry, I write stories, I have a number of children's books out as well. So writing songs, I've never had writer's block, and in fact, I'd have to kind of turn it off because so much comes in. I don't know. I'm not sure I'm so clever. I think maybe I just have an antenna up in the universe and all these things are out there and I grab something. But writing songs is super easy. I've written a lot of them. I have about, I think, 55 or so albums, close to 60 albums out. And it's just it's more of a gentle music, so it's not as popular, but healing is really important to me. And it is interesting. I have gone my mom lived way out in the country in Colorado, and I remember taking her into emergency. I was her caregiver, and out in the middle of nowhere, and took her into this hospital. And I had to give my name, and there were six nurses around, and they said, "Oh my God, are you Diane Arkenstone? You're our favorite artist." And I was astounded out
Wow.
of nowhere. So I know the music is played in hospitals and for patients, convalescent homes, people with speech impediment. They use the music for autistic children and all sorts of things. So
Diane,
it's,
that's incredible. You're
yeah.
changing lives. That is so beautiful.
Well, it's really wonderful. It's appreciated and it can uplift people. And again, that's all that energy. When we feel that positive, good energy that vibrates with the body and everything's in sync, it just changes your whole world. And you can do that. I believe also if you're an artist or a painter or a sculptor and you're doing all these incredible pieces of art and it just feels good. And you're touching that part of the divine through your art and your expression. And that's, I think that's the big thing. I think that every human on this planet, if they could do art and express themselves and just be free, be such a different world, just to be ourselves. And so to express myself through the music and have it touch the hearts and minds of others, I can think of no greater gift in the world than that.
Oh, it's beautiful. One of the things that I do is I'm a massage therapist, and the massage feels much different without music. It's still beautiful and healing, but music like that, it's almost like a catalyst for the healing, just because the vibration through the touch and then the vibration through sound and then how it goes all through your body. It's just
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. So I need you to create this music for me so that I then can be a better healer as well. So we heal together. It's so neat.
Think that is so awesome that you're a massage therapist. That's working with energies right there. Very, very healing. Oh, you're good for you.
It's neat actually in massage school. I learned a lot of different energy modalities as well. And so I do a lot of distant energy healing, like distance. So I have people in other countries and all over the place that I work on, just because of the power of vibration and energy. And so we're speaking the same language. There may be somebody out there listening who's not understanding this. I actually giggle. My son speaks music. I told you he sings and he plays, he speaks music. So music saved him when he was in high school. He was not a very happy kiddo, and he always listened to classical music, and that was the vibration that lifted him. And now, I mean, he now sings classical music. He's performing this whole Holy Week, and it's just incredible how that has saved him. I'm sorry, you were going to say something, and I didn't mean to.
No, that's, I love that story. That is so beautiful. And that's a great thing about for kids to have music instead of getting in trouble or doing other things or feeling depressed or not good about themselves, to have that expression about who they are. I think that's incredible. And classical music, good for him.
I know it. So you said when you wanted to compose, you thought, well, maybe I'll do rock, and you were like, no, that's not the right. Did you try?
Yeah, I really love rock and I still do. I love rock music. That's okay. That's for the fun days and stuff. And I did sing rock music, I think, in a couple of bands for a while, but it just the more gentle music spoke to me more. But I sang opera. I was an opera singer for a long time as well. And boy, talk about getting energy out of your body for sure.
Oh, I bet that's just incredible.
So that's worked out well, thank you. That's worked out well in singing because you can in my voice to hit that range and so
So
on.
that's you. I was wondering whose voice it is. That's your voice.
Yes.
Wow. That is so cool. My son likes to say his name is Kai, and he says, I don't know, I make sounds and people like it.
Oh, I love it.
It makes me laugh. He'll sing talk to us. I wonder, do you do that ever? Do you sing talk when you're telling a story ever?
I don't, but my mom did. She was an opera singer as well, and she sang talk constantly.
I love it. So it's in your it's in your bones, it's in your blood, it's in who you are. Your mom has.
In the genes. I'll tell you a funny story, because mom, she's this tiny little thing with this huge, gorgeous operatic voice. And we grew up on a ranch, and we would take our horses down to the river. It was probably, oh, geez, over a mile. And then you go down this hill and past the bridge and into a thick forested area. So we'd be far from the house, and mom would sing her opera. She'd open the window and sing, and we could hear her voice all the way down to the river, past the little grove of trees. It would carry, and the horses' ears would you know, pick up. They could hear it because mom would sing, and right below was the barn where the horses were. So they knew that was mom. They knew that was her singing. But I always remember we would, my sisters and I, would get on our horses and ride, and we could still hear mom singing in the distance if we'd far away. So really great memories.
That's really neat. That's a long way for a voice to travel, I think.
She was so powerful that when she sang over the orchestra or the symphony, she never had to be mic'd because she was so loud. And she was just this tiny little thing.
Oh, wow.
So I bet Kai's voice is nice and loud, that he
It
really
is.
Can project well.
Yeah, it is. He's very good. In high school, he was in the play Newsies, and he played Pulitzer. And so he was the adult. He played the adult. And it was very much a high school play. Like, they did a really good job. The set was beautiful, and it was a high school play, but when he sang, like, you got chills. He was just commanding. Yeah. So it's fun to hear you speak music in a way that he does. It's really fun for me. I love this. I was really excited when you reached out for this, and it's cool to hear that you listen to my podcast. I love celebrating people that maybe otherwise wouldn't be celebrated.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I mean, if your music is being played all over the place, then that is fantastic. And I'm excited to play it more in my home for my family. That
Oh,
would be
thank
awesome.
you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And thank you for all the good energy that you put out in the world.
Oh.
Everything, every little bit that uplifts is so important. Is really important.
Yeah, especially right now, isn't it? There's enough of the yucky energy. We don't need it anymore. We can get rid of that and just do loving energy.
Yeah, I agree. Just loving energy.
Now, I see your guitar in the background. Is that your favorite one right there?
It's one of them. I do love that one. That one is actually a company called Carvin, and it's a mahogany, and it has a beautiful, rich tone. I've recorded a lot of songs with that guitar.
That's
And
awesome.
it's a go-to guitar for sure, songwriting. And I use a lot of open tunings on the guitars. And
What does that
really,
mean?
well, it means you don't just tune it into the regular guitar tuning.
Oh.
Tune it to a different chord or different notes and everything. And Joni Mitchell did that a lot. She had open
Really?
tuning on her guitars, and it just gives them a whole different beautiful sound. So I have quite a few open tunings I use, and it's like a whole new instrument every time you tune it to this different chord, different open tuning. And so sometimes when I perform live, I'll have a lot of guitars on stage because they're all tuned to these open tunings, because I'll go real fast from one song to another. And sometimes it takes a while to tune because they're really bizarre tunings. I'll share with you, if anybody's a guitar player out there, this is a very unusual tuning, but it's just because a guitar is tuned to E, A, D, G, B, E. So this tuning, one of my very favorites, is E, 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 B, E. So every string is E except for the B remains the same. And it is like listening to all of these, It's incredible. It's not monotone at all. It's like something for a film score. You can just easily write a film score on that crazy tuning. So that's one of my favorite tunings that I use.
That is so cool. I had no idea you could do that. And you said performances. Where do you perform?
Well, I've been performing in California, but I haven't. I'm strictly in studio right
Okay.
now. And I did, anyway, I did a lot of the winery tours in the West Coast. And I've been down in Mexico, and I haven't traveled too much with touring. A little cautious about flying these days.
Makes sense. So you're on the West Coast. Are you in California? Is that where you live?
Yes. Yeah, in California. Where are you at? Which part of the?
So we're in Florida. I grew up
Oh,
in
okay.
Oregon, but we're in Florida now.
I can see the sunny day there too.
Yeah, it's beautiful out there. My husband grew up in Southern California, and I grew up in Central Oregon. So we're from the West, but now we're in the South.
Okay. Yeah, I've lived down in Southern California quite a bit as well for music and everything. And did a lot of, was in a number of bands in Southern California. But one thing I rarely talk about, I'll share with you.
Yay!
You are so fun to talk with. But
Oh.
When I was in Los Angeles, I ran Gibson Guitars West Coast operations, the whole West Coast. And I think we had two different showrooms. And so I was the one, and this will certainly age me, that signed, oh my goodness, Guns N' Roses to their first Gibson endorsement. And here's Slash now, you know, he's an icon for Gibson. And just knew all those guys so well, Peter Frampton and Joe Walsh and
Jeez.
from Motorhead. These were all my friends, because I worked, they came into the showroom and I would get the guitars. We'd figure out what guitars they wanted and what were they going to take on tour. And so I did that for a few years, taking care of all of the artists. And at the time, Henry Jeskowitz was the owner of Gibson. And after a few years, I said, Henry, I'm not going to take care of artists anymore. I'd like to be the artist. And that's when I finally got in back into music, because I had been writing and I had been in these bands. And I said, I'm going to just get back into music. And then I left Gibson. But it's fun to see the guys that I worked with, and some of the guys in Metallica when they were starting, to see their career and their success have blossomed so beautifully. I'm so proud of everybody.
Oh, that's so neat. What a neat experience to have to see. I've had the chance to massage people as well who are really well known, and there's a different connection that you get. There really is. I'm curious though, was it hard for you to say that? Was it hard for you to say, I don't want to support them anymore, I want to be the artist?
A little bit, because I care about everybody so much.
Mm-hmm.
I had to stand up for myself, and they wouldn't let me go. It took another 6 months. They did not want to let me go, which was such a compliment, of course. And they found someone temporarily after I left, and that was it. But oh my gosh, it's just so awesome to be able to spend the whole day working on the music and be in the studio then. I used to put together they had the big shows at the Universal, when it was Universal Amphitheater,
mm-hmm.
and with Roy Orbison. This is a while ago, and we'd have these big big events, and I'd get all the guitars and I'd run over to the office supply store and get the Sharpies for all the big artists to sign, like Sting, and everybody would sign the guitars, and we'd give those away for charity auctions and things like that. And those are really super fun days, things like
I
that.
bet. What neat memories. So you've got to be on on all the different sides, haven't you? You've got to help the artist, and now you are the artist.
Yes, I am. I am. Yeah. We all do our own art for sure, but I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it. And it's not about anything else. For me, it's just feeling that wonderful energy from the music and looking out at the garden and seeing all the animals and the wildlife and the birds. And I'll tell you, Sarah, I feel so blessed, and I'm preferring this very simple, quiet life now and just getting this music out. And I might start performing live again or touring. We'll just see how that goes. But I love that here we are right now. We're talking online and we don't have to travel or do anything like that. We can have this whole world like this. So I like this.
I do too. It's
Concerts. Yeah, things online are really a lot easier than traveling sometimes.
they really are, and it's a neat experience. I think that we have gotten, we can still even feel each other's energy, even though we're not in nest like
Yes.
the same state even. We're able to have this really beautiful energy exchange. And I think sometimes people get mad at technology. Man, I'm so grateful for it, because you and I would have met through email, and I wouldn't have known your music, had we not had this technology. So I'm so always grateful for that. Speaking of technology, though, I had a thought, because earlier you said you use no AI. Is that,
Correct.
has
In the
that been
music, no
hard?
AI
Yeah.
in music.
Right. That's what I meant. Yeah. I don't know if you do otherwise, but no AI in the music. Is that,
It's just normal for me because
just
that's
how it
always
is.
how I've written music and recorded, just
Okay.
regular old studio.
Have you
Super.
done any cool collaborations with anybody in music?
My favorite one person to collaborate with is David Arkenstone, and he's a composer as well. And he writes a lot of the music. He's one of the main composers. There's a for video games. He does a video game called World of Warcraft, and he also does all
Oh,
the.
really?
Yeah, he's one of the main composers. And David and I do. We've done a lot of albums together.
So you have the same last name.
We do.
Are you?
We were married.
Okay.
And we're no longer married, but we're still really, really super good friends, and we still do
Okay.
a lot of projects together.
That's cool. I didn't know if maybe you were brother and sister, or how the last name correlate. Okay, that's beautiful that you still are able to work together and do music.
He's a great guy. He's an awesome composer. So yeah, we have more projects coming out as well.
Oh, that's so cool. You want to give any sneak peeks into the new project? And is it kind of along the same lines of this magical, I don't know, I guess I hope you're taking it the way I'm meaning it when I say like magical and mystical. I feel like I can be
Yes.
in the woods, or in the water, or in like, it's just this place that place between asleep and awake. I feel like that's where I travel.
Yeah, I do. I do know that place. Yes, we're doing a lot more meditation, more beautiful music. And I do some singer-songwriter kind of pop Americana. So a few of those. I've done a few of those albums, and some of that music's coming out in the next couple weeks as well.
Wow, that's exciting. Do you ever get tired? This is probably a dumb question, but I'm gonna ask it anyways. Do you ever get tired of making music?
Oh no.
No, no. You have to, like you said
Great
earlier,
question.
you had to start, you had to shut it off. Like, I could just do this forever. You have to remember you're a human sometimes.
Yeah. No, I love it because I play different instruments, so it's all a whole new palette each time, and then I retune them to different tunings, and it's just fun stuff.
That's awesome. I love it. Okay, so I think one final question. I've recently, this is maybe going to sound silly, but I've recently learned that there's a really big difference between confidence and courage. And I think I used to think they were sort of the same. And the way I'm learning about them now is that confidence is what you gain after doing something you didn't think you could do.
Mm-hmm.
And courage is what it takes to do it before, long before you're confident. So my question is, when have you been courageous that now you are confident?
Oh, I definitely was courageous when I decided to go into music because my parents did not support it at all. Not
Really?
at, yes, they did not support it. And so it was so unsupported by them. They loved me, but they just didn't think there was any kind of a future to support yourself with music. And so they made me pay for my own college and my own way because the other kids were going to have these geologists and engineers, and I wanted to be a musician. And
Wow.
so I was the only one that worked, had to pay for my schooling, room and board. I worked at a music store and I sang in bands to support myself through it. So that was really scary for me. And I just knew that that's what I wanted to do. I just loved it so much. I just love music. And it's worked out okay.
Well, that is very courageous to do something. That's fascinating that they didn't like that with your mom being an opera singer.
That's right. They did not want me to get into that business at all. No.
And you
Mom.
did it because it was within you.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. It was within me. Yeah.
Yeah, there are times I think when people are able to, we'll say, live their calling, it just comes up and out of them, and it's not working. It happens like what you said, that you just would go and go and go and you'd have to shut it off. Okay, I'm a human. I should probably eat and sleep. Other things I need to stop. But I totally understand just getting in that zone. I can do that with massage. I mean, I've given a 3 and 4 hour massage before when there isn't time, I don't have to worry about time.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it's like, oh no, so much time has passed. Of course, the person on the table never seems to mind. It has not actually ever been a problem, but I'm always fascinated when that happens. That again, there's just that you're in the zone, you're in this beautiful flow where it's just able to, it's you and what you're doing is one and the same. And it's just absolutely incredible.
Yep, that's exactly right. There's the word, it's flow, absolutely. And I think that that's when we're really touching divine.
I agree. And I believe very much that we all have that divine within us. And so it's beautiful to be able to touch that and see that and recognize that we are able to feel the divine, to connect, to be part of it. I think that when we step into that, I mean, I'm kind of seeing Lion King, you know, with this big circle of life where we just, now we get to step in into the beautiful circle of life, into the beauty and the creating and the flow and the movement and the energy and the love and the just all of it. And it's, I don't know if this sounds silly, but I'm excited to listen to your music again, now knowing you and knowing where the music came from and how it came. And even just with you speaking about your friends and music, Joe Walsh is one of my dad's favorites and somebody that I just really, really love. And it's really cool to hear. I don't know, I just feel like I'm not explaining it right, but there's just a different connection, I guess.
There is. I think you're explaining it beautifully.
Well, thank you. I feel like I'm tripping over my words because I'm so excited to be in that sky. We've got, I don't know why, but our sky seems really big out here. And maybe it's because it's so flat. You know, there's not all the hills and the mountains, which is also gorgeous. But so at night, the sky just feels like it goes on forever. And so that picture on the meditation that we listen to, it's not necessarily purple, but we get these bright orange sunsets here that just look like somebody had painted. And I'm just like, I'm planning in my mind, trying not to plan in my mind, just sitting outside and listening to this music. I just think I'll be transformed, and I'm very excited for that. And I notice I keep leaning in. I want to like My energy is just like reaching to you. I keep trying not to lean in so much. I don't want to be so scary, but your heart is speaking to mine. And I thank you so much for the work that you're doing, Diane, that you're in different places where music can heal, and people can bring music into a hospital, and they can't always bring in other resources. So thank you for those homes, those families, those humans that you're touching with what you do.
Sarah, thank you. Thank you. Wow. This is awesome. I am so happy to meet you. Beautiful energy. I'm so happy.
Oh, I'm so happy to meet you. Yes.
If you're ever in California, stop by.
You know, I actually have a lot of reasons I need to be in California, and you just added another one for me. Oh my gosh, I just can't hardly even imagine how incredible it would be. So it's just going to have to happen. That's all it is. I gotta get over to the West and just gotta hang out in California and listen to your music. That would be so cool. Well, so man, we've talked about hearts and music and healing and mothers' opera voices that reach for a mile. This is absolutely incredible. If you had one thing that you could tell our listeners or watchers, because I put this on YouTube as well, so they'll see us. Is there anything in your heart that you just would love to say?
Well, I say it all with music, that's for sure. But it's, oh my gosh, it's probably every cliche you ever hear is just be kind to each other, because really we're all a reflection of each other. I believe we are one energy, and it's really not a duality. It's just this one energy. And when you hurt another, you're really hurting yourself. So just recognize each person is really, it's you. So,
oh, I love that.
Treat each other well.
That is beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. I really appreciate it. This has been, I said magical so many times, I'm going to keep using this. This has been just a magical conversation. Your energy is so kind and loving and tender. And just thank you for your time today.
Thank you, too. It's been beautiful. Your energy's fantastic.
Oh, well, thank you. So I always end, if you've listened to my podcast, you know, I always end that I say I'm walking with you, but I think you and I are walking with them while they're listening to loving music, and you're stronger than you think. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Sarah. Take care, and happy birthday to your daughter.
Okay, I'll tell her.
Bye.
Bye.